Please pay homage to the Buddha by reciting Namo Dasa three times. Namo Dasa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhasa. Namo Dasa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhasa. Namo Dasa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhasa. Tonight is good night or bad night? How can you say it is a good night? Do you understand the meaning? Later I will explain. But today I must continue to conclude Mahasri Prana Sauda.
曾说今晚是好的晚上还是不好的晚上，那么有些人说是今晚是晚上好，那么到底是怎么好呢？我们是否知道？无论怎么样，禅师今晚会继续开示《大念处经》啊，今晚是最是做总结的开示。
In Mahasati Prana Sutta, there are four foundations of mindfulness, positive pranas. If a meditator practices only one sati prana, one foundation of mindfulness, he can also attain nibbana, he can realize nibbana, he can become arahat. If it is so, why the Buddha teaches four foundations of mindfulness? This is the question. The answers, depending on the inner inclination and the disposition of faculties, Buddha teaches in different ways. Some listeners or some disciples, they have dull wisdom. Wisdom faculty is not so sharp. What? Many whats. We must explain again and again. Cheryl, please tell me again. Cheryl, please tell me again. many, many, please. So such type of person also are there in this world. But they have tanacharita. Lustful temperament. Wisdom faculty is dull. Temperament is lustful temperament. Such type of person, for such type of persons, Buddha teaches kaya nibbasana satipatthana. Mindfulness foundation. Mindfulness, the foundation of mindfulness, depending on kaya. Contemplation of kaya. Why? The reason is kaya nibbasana is very gross, very easy to understand. Because of this reason, such type of persons Buddha teaches kaya nibbasana satipatthana. If they practice kaya nibbasana satipatthana, they can realize nibbana and they can become arhat. This is the path of purification for them. Because of this reason, Buddha also teaches kaya nibbasana satipatthana.
In the 大念处经里，佛陀教导四种念处。如果禅修者修行其中一个念处，他也能够证得涅槃，能够成为阿罗汉。如果是这样的话，为什么佛陀教导四种念处呢？这是一个问题。那么他的答案是， 佛陀是根据不同人的根器和内心的倾向给予不同的教法，所以对有些禅那个听闻的人或者有些弟子呢，他们的根器，他们的慧根是比较钝的，他们会有很多的疑问哈啊，为什么为什么为什么什么什么什么，所以对于这样的人呢啊，才说我们必须向他不断的解释，一再的解释，就比如讲说，就有些禅修者就会一直问禅师啊。请你再讲一次，请你再讲一次，请你再讲一次。所以对这样的人呢，他因为他的在这个世界上就有这样的一类人，他们会一直在问。所以有一种人呢，是他们是属于贪行者，他随贪行者，而且是慧根钝的。对于这样的人呢，佛陀就教导他们。身随观念处，为什么呢？那个原因就是身随观念处呢是比较粗显的，比较容易明白，所以佛陀教导这类人身随观念处，如果他们修行身随观念处，他们能够证得涅槃，能够成为阿罗汉，对于他们来说这就是他们的清净之道，所以佛陀教导他们身随观念处。
Number two. So many leaders have sharp wisdom. Their wisdom faculty is very sharp. But they have less full temperament. Because of this reason, they like subtle objects, very subtle objects. Gross objects they don't like. Because of this reason,For such meditators, Buddha teaches Virana Nupasana Satipatthana. One who has sharp wisdom and less full temperament. For such type of meditator, Buddha teaches subtle Virana Nupasana Satipatthana. If they practice Virana Nupasana Satipatthana,Then they can easily realize Nibbana. This Virananupasana is the path for purification of defilements for them.
Then there are two kinds of people. Some practitioners, their wisdom is very keen.但是他们也是贪行者，啊，对这种人呢，他们喜欢比较微细的目标，他们不喜欢粗显的目标，所以对于这些人呢，佛陀就教导他们受随观念处，啊，就是对这种慧根敏锐，但是是属于贪行者的人，佛陀教导他们受随观念处。如果这类人修行身随观念处的话，他们能够很容易的证得涅槃，所以对他们来说呢，身随观念处就是他们的导向清净之道。啊，受随观念处。啊，不好意思。
对 ，Number three， 提提吉里达萨曼达萨纳迪巴贝达格达。Citta Nupasana Satipatthana Visuddhi Mago. So meditators, they have wrong view temperament. Their wisdom faculty also very dull. Not easy to understand the Dhamma. Such type of meditators, usually Buddha teaches Citta Nupasana Satipatthana.What is the reason? Citta Nupasana Satipatthana is not so wide and not so brief, the middle way. If they practice Citta Nupasana Satipatthana, they can realize Nibbana very, very quickly. Because of this reason, Citta Nupasana is the debut for the purification of defilements for them. So Buddha teaches Chaitanya Vasana Satipatthana for those type of meditators. What type of meditator? Who has wrong view temperament. What is wrong view? Atta especially. My son, my daughter, my wife, my husband. Oh, there are many, many adas. They have strong adas. But their wisdom faculty is very dull. Such type of persons, Buddha teaches Chaita Nupasana Satipatthana.
Now, 有第三种人，有一些禅修者呢，他们有邪见的，他们是属于邪见行者，然后他们的慧根也是钝的。对这类人呢，他们不容易了解法，所以对于这种人呢，佛陀就教导他们心随观念处。为什么呢？因为心随观念处并不是那么广泛，但是也不是那么简短。所以如果他们修行心随观念处的话，他们就能够很迅速的证悟涅槃。所以对他们来说呢，心随观念处是他们的清净之道。所以佛陀就教导这种禅修者心随观念处。这种到底是哪一种呢？就是说他们是属于邪见行者。邪见主要就是那个我见啊，他们会这样想说，这是我的儿子，这是我的女儿，这是我的太太，这是我的丈夫啊，所以他们有很多的那个我，很强的我，但是慧根又很钝，所以对于这种人呢，佛陀就教导心随观念处。
对 Number four.Dhiti jarita sa teka sa adipa veda kadan dhammanu vasana sati prana visodhi mago. So meditators, they have wrong view temperament. But their wisdom faculty is very sharp. For such a type of meditators, Buddha usually teach dhammanu vasana sati prana.Why? Dhammanupassana Satipatthana is very wide explanations. For example, five hindrances, meditation method, seven enlightenment factors, meditation method, five aggregates, meditation method, 12 arana, 12 bases, meditation method,Four Noble Truth, Meditation Method, etc. So there are very wide meditation methods. Buddha teaches for those who have round view temperament as well as who have sharp wisdom. Buddha teaches this Dhamma Nupassana Satipatthana.
接下来是第四种人，有一些禅修者，他们 是属于邪见行者，但是他们的慧根很敏锐，所以对于这种禅修者，佛陀去教导他们法随观念处。为什么呢？因为法随观念处的范围是很广泛的，比如讲说在法随观念处里面有五盖的禅修方法，观五盖的禅修方法，有观七觉知的禅修方法，有观五蕴的禅修方法，有观十二处的禅修方法，也有观四圣地的禅修方法。所以法随观念处的范围是很广泛的，有许多种的禅修方法。佛陀教导这类人，就是有是属于邪见行者，但是是慧根敏锐的人，法随观念处。
Then there is another way of explanation. Number one, Some meditators, they practice samatha first. Such type of meditators are called the meditators who have samatha vehicle. But they have dull wisdom. While practicing samatha, may be very easy for them to attain jhana, full absorption stage. But while practicing vipassana at the time, very, very difficult, because their wisdom faculty is very dull. They cannot easily understand the meaning of materiality, the meaning of mentality, etc. For example, while practicing samatha, they may attain jhana, full absorption stage. If they can maintain full absorption for more than 2 hours, 3 hours, etc., successively for 2 or 3 days, at that time, usually we teach to discern jhana fetters. While discerning jhana fetters, usually we teach us first to discern Bhuenga Maindho in Nimitta together. But usually many meditators cannot differentiate Bhuenga Maindho and Nimitta. They take for a long time. What is the reason? How do you understand? How do you understand? My teaching is not good. Actually, their wisdom faculty is not sharp enough. This is problem. So such type of persons, Buddha teaches first samatha meditation. Samatha meditations are mentioned in Kaya Nupassana, Sri Prana only, not Varana Nupassana or not Chaitanya Nupassana, not Dhamma Nupassana. Only in Kaya Nupassana session, Buddha teaches samatha meditation first. But based on this samatha meditation, if they practice vipassana systematically, although they may become dull wisdom faculty, but they can practice up to the realization of nibbana. Because of this reason, the path of purification for such type of meditators is Kaya Nupassana Satipatthana. So such type of meditators, Buddha teaches Kaya Nupassana Satipatthana.
接下来有另外一种解释的方法，第一个是有一些禅修者，他们先修了止禅，对于这种禅修者呢，他们是属于他们有这个止禅的帮助，我们叫做止行者，但是有些这个先修止禅的人呢，他们的慧根是很钝的。当他们修行止禅的时候呢，可能他们能够很迅速的就证得禅了，但是在修行观禅的时候呢，他们就面对了很大的困难，因为他们的慧根很钝，不能够很轻易的去了解设法的意思是什么，明法的意思是什么等等。举个例子来说呢，当他们将修行这个止禅的时候呢，他们能够证得禅那，然后如果他们能够维持这个禅那2个小时、3个小时啊，每一次都维持2、3个小时，然后连续3天都能够维持这样的状态的话呢，禅师就会教他们呢，这个去查那个禅枝。在禅师教他们去查禅枝的时候呢，开始的时候禅师会教他们先去观这个有分和那个禅相，看这个有分跟禅相。但是有许多禅修者， 他们不能够分辨有分和禅相，他们花了很多的时间，对这方面呢，他们花了很长的时间，为什么呢？禅师问我们对这个的理解是怎么样呢？是不是说禅师的教法不好？事实上呢，是他们的慧根不足不够敏锐，所以对这种人呢，佛陀就先教他们止禅业处。然后这个止禅业处呢，在这个四念处里面，只有在身念身随观念处的那个部分呢，才有教导止禅，在这个受心和法随观念处的阶段的部分呢，佛陀没有教导止禅，所以佛陀只有在这个身随观念处教导止禅。然后随着他们就以这个止禅作为他们的基础，然后来修行，这个很有系统的修行观禅。虽然他们的慧根比较钝，但是他们如果这样修行的话，他们也能够证得涅槃。所以对于这种人呢，身随观念处是属于他们的清净之道，所以佛陀就教这种人呢，身随观念处。
In this case, there is one question. In which sutta Buddha teaches to discern buenga mindo and the object, such as anabana pribhaga nimitta together, while discerning jhana factors or jhana dhammas? This is the question.There are several suttas. First, I want to explain the Venerable Sariputta's experience. Buddha teaches many bhikkhus who have allowed sadha to Venerable Sariputta. The Venerable Sariputta's ability. Venerable Sariputta.Can discern jhana dhammas one by one. For example, in five jhana, anabana first jhana. In each jhana mind moment, there are 34 mental formations. What are 34? Do you want to know?Okay, please practice. Very easy. So this 34 jhana dhammas, he can contemplate this jhana dhammas one by one. For example, jhana consciousness, anicca, passa, contact is anicca, virana, feeling, anicca, sinya, perception, anicca, jirana, volition, anicca. While, etc., all together 34. While contemplating this 34 dhammas,If he want to know rising stage, he can see rising stage very, very clearly. If he want to know standing phase, he can see standing stage or standing phase very, very clearly. If he want to know perishing stage, he can see perishing stage very, very clearly. What is the reason? Commentary explains that.He had already discerned together the object in this, Vutta Ramana. Here in this case, Vutta means Dvara, especially Bhunga mind of. Object means jhana object, such as Anabana Bribhaga Nimitta, Anabana counterpart sign, or Vaigasina Nimitta.White Gassina Pribhaga Nimitta, White Gassina Counterpart Sign, etc. So this object in base, he first discerned together, then he discerned Jhana Dhammas. At that time, he can see clearly this Jhana Dhammas. This is one sutta.
关于这一点呢，有一个问题，就是有人问说，佛陀在哪一部经里面教导我们，在要去查禅师的时候，也就是查禅法的时候呢，必须要去观这个有分和他的目标，那有分和目标两者，那个目标就比如讲说是啊安波念的四相。那么常说在有好几部经里面是有讲到这一点的，首先禅师要解释的是关于舍利弗尊者的禅修经验。佛陀教跟许多比丘讲到这个舍利弗尊者的禅修经验，是因为有许多比丘对舍利弗尊者的能力很有信心。舍利弗尊者能够逐一的观照禅那法，比如讲啊安波念初禅，在安波念初禅里面，在每一个心识刹那里都有34个名法，是哪34个名法呢？大家想要知道了吗？如果想要知道的话，那很好，大家请大家修行禅说，这是很容易的。那么对于这34种的禅那法，舍利弗尊者能够逐一的观照他们，比如讲他能够观到禅那的事为无常，然后观到禅那的处为无常，观到受为无常，观到那个想为无常，观到思为无常等等，这样观了34种名法为无常。然后当他这么观照34种禅那法的时候，如果他想要观照那些禅那法，每一个禅那法的升起，他能够很清楚的观到那个禅那法的升起。如果他想要观照那个禅那法的住，他也能够很清楚的观到那个禅那法的住。如果他想要观照那个禅那法的任何一个禅那法的灭，他也都能够很清楚的观到那个禅那法的灭。为什么呢？注释解释，因为他这个舍利弗尊者呢，之前已经观照了两个东西，一个就是所缘，也就是目标，另外一个是依处。在这里依处呢，就是指那个门，也就是指有分心了，有分。然后那个目标呢，在这里呢是禅那的目标，比如讲说安波念四相，或者是如果他是修白片的话，就是白片的四相。所以他一起关照这两个，这个目标和依处，然后过后呢他才关那个禅那法。这样做的时候呢，他就能够很清楚的看到观到所有的禅那法。这是在其中一部经里面有这样的解释。
This sutta is Anubhuta sutta. Anubhuta sutta of Majjhima Nikaya Upparipanasa Anubhuta chapter. Similar suttas are many, especially inNidhana Vaga Sanyutta. There are many suttas which says that Manincha Padaycha Dhammecha Upajjati Mano Vinyana Dena Sengati Paso Pasa Picha Virana etc. In this way, Buddha teaches what is the meaning. Depending on Mana Vanga Mindo and Dhamma objects, there arises consciousness, Pasa,Vedana, etc. Consciousness, contact, feeling, etc. So, if you want to understand the five jhana pradas or jhana dhammas, first you must discern bhunga mindo. Secondly, you should discern dhamma objects. What are dhamma objects? Except five do, five objects, five gochara objects.Kala, sound, smell, taste, tangible objects. The remaining all chitta, chittasikas, rupas are also called dhamma objects. Different types of jhana dhammas objects such as Anapana counterpart sign, Kasina counterpart sign, etc. All are also called Dhamma object. So if you want to discern Jhana Dhammas or Jhana factors, first you must discern Puyanga Mindo. Secondly, you must discern Dhamma object or Jhana object, such as Anapana counterpart sign, Anapana Pratibhaga Nimitta, or Kasina counterpart sign, Kasina Pratibhaga Nimitta, etc. At that time, only you can discern these Jhana Dhammas. But what does Puyanga Mindo? I do not understand Puyanga Mindo. I can see only here bright. They cannot differentiate Puyanga Mindo and Nimitta. Anapana Nimitta also appear in Puyanga Mindo. If they cannot differentiate, it is not easy to discern Jhana Dhammas clearly. How you can differentiate Puyanga Mindo and Nimitta? Anapana Nimitta. Samadhi is important. Samadhi bhikkhu bhaveda samahido bhikkhu bhikkhu yadha buddham bhajanadi. Bhikkhus develop concentration. A bhikkhu who has concentrated mind understands the dhammas as they really are. So for realization of the dhammas as they really are, you must develop concentration. This is very important.
刚才讲的那部经是来自中部后五十经篇的那个分别经。那么跟这个类似的经有许多，比如讲说在相应部里的因缘品里啊，就有许多这样的经。那么接下来禅师念了一段的那个巴利文，然后禅师说那段巴利文就是佛陀讲的。那么他的意思是什么呢？他的意思是说，我们呢，将依靠我们观照这个一门，也就是那个有分和这个所缘一起过后呢，就会升起这个识、触、受等等。所以，如果我们想要了知禅那法，比如讲说初禅的禅那法或者初禅的禅知，首先我们必须要去观这个有分，也就是一门，然后呢我们要观这个它的目标。那么目标是什么呢？禅说除了在这边我们是讲到那个法的目标，法所缘，那就是法所缘是什么呢？就是除了那个前面五个所缘，就是色声香味触这五个所缘，除了这五个所缘之外呢，其他的色法都是属于法所缘，然后心所法也是属于法所缘，心所都是属于法所缘，然后还有一些概念，那些概念法呢，比如讲说安般四相，或者是那个片禅的事项，这些都是属于法所缘。所以如果我们想要观照禅那法或者是禅知的话，首先我们必须要观这个有分，也就是一门，然后我们接着我们要观这个法所缘，比如讲说是那个安波事项或者是片禅的事项。当我们将观这两者，就是一门跟那个所缘过后呢，我们才能够观到那个禅那法。但是在这样观的时候，有些禅师就讲说哪一个什么有分呢？什么有分呢？我看不到，我只看到很亮而已。所以有些禅修者他们不能够分辨这个有分，也是那个一门和禅相。如果他们不能够分辨这两个，就是一门，就是那个有分和禅相，他们就不能够很清楚的观到那个禅那法。然后，怎样我们才能够才能够分辨的清楚这个有分和禅相呢？ 然后禅师说要能够做到这一点的话呢，定力是非常重要的。然后接下来禅师就念了一段那个巴利经文，那是佛陀讲的，他的意思是诸比丘培意定，有经有定的比丘能够如实知见诸法。所以如果我们想要如实的了知法的话呢，我们必须要培育定力，这是非常重要的。
Then number two, samatha yanika sa taika sa olariga ramane asandhana to dudiyan sati patthana visuddhi mako.Some meditators, they practice jhana diligently. And then they have also sharp wisdom. Such type of meditators' concentration and sharp wisdom cannot establish on the gross object. What is gross object? Such as 32 parts of body,or dead body, etc. Such gross objects, they don't like. They don't like such type of gross objects. So such type of meditators, usually Buddha teaches, Sagge Satipatthana Virana Nupassana. When they are practicing Virana Nupassana, Virana Nupassana is very subtle meditation subject.Because of this reason, their mind they can establish their mind easily on that subtle object. This is the path of purification for them. Because of this reason, Buddha teaches Sagge Satipatthana for such type of persons.
然后接下来是第二种人。有一些禅修者，他们很精进的修禅那，然后他们也有很敏锐的那个慧根。对于这种禅修者，就是他们有定力，而且慧根也很敏锐的人，他们不那么容易把他们的心安住在这个初的目标。什么是初的目标呢？那就是三十二身分那个尸体等等，他们不喜欢这种目标，所以佛陀就教这种禅修者受随观念处。当他们修行受随观念处的时候，因为这个受随观念处的这个业处呢是非常微细的，所以他们能够很轻易地把他们的心安住以及建立在这种目标，所以对于这种人呢，受随观念处是他们的清净之道，所以佛陀就教这种人受随观念处。
对 ，Number 4, Number 3, Vipassana Yanikasa Mandasa Nadi Bhavedagada Ramana Tadiya Satipatthana Visuddhi Magga.Some meditators, they don't like to practice jhana. They want to practice vipassana directly. But their wisdom faculty is very dull. If they want to practice vipassana directly, usual way of practice is four elements meditation. This is beginning point. While practicing four elements meditation, if they can concentrate well on the four elements object, their body becomes white. In that white body, they must discern again four elements, and they must concentrate on that four elements object. At that time, they can seethe whole body becomes transparent body or translucent body, like ice block. At that time, usually we suggest them to see, to penetrate Akasa space, Akasa dhatu, space element. Very, very difficult. Cannot see for a long time. 2 days cannot see, 3 days cannot see, 4 days, 5 days cannot see. Slowly they may see, but they did not see galabas. They see only small pieces like rice. Here one piece, another place one piece, etc. And then we teach them to discern four elements again in each piece. It is also not easy for them to discern. Take long time. Slowly, if they practice with perseverance, one day they see kalabas. At that day, while discerning in each kalabas four elements, it also take long time. Again, after discerning materiality, while discerning mentality, very dull. They cannot see, clearly see 34 mental formations, etc. Again, while practicing vipassana, they must try to discern past causes produce present effects. When they pay attention to the past, their light of wisdom is not so enough to penetrate the past life. So meditators, they practice on that stage more than 1 month. They cannot penetrate the past causes. So such type of persons are, they don't like to practice samatha, but their wisdom faculty is very dull. However, such type of meditators, usually Buddha teach citta nupassana. Citta nupassana is not so very wide or not so very brief. If they diligently practice this citta nupassana, contemplations of mind, then they may realize one day nibbana. For such type of meditators, Buddha teach the tat satipatthana citta nupassana.
有一些禅修者，他们不喜欢修行止禅，不喜欢培育禅那，他们想要直接的修行观禅，但是慧根却又很钝。当他们想要修行观直接，这个直接修行观禅的时候，一般上他们需要从修行世界分别观开始，这是开始的阶段。在修行世界分别观的时候，如果他们能够很好的专注四大的话，那么他的身体就会变成白色。接下来他必须要在那个观这个白色体里面的四大。那么如果他们这样很好的观照的这样的专注的话呢，他们就能够看到整个身体都变成了透明，就好像冰块那样。在这个时候，一般上禅师呢会建议他们去观这个透明体里面的空间，但是对于他们来讲呢，这是很难的。他们呢可能试了很久，好多天都不能够看到那个透，不能够看到那个空间，可能试了两天、三天、四天、五天等等啊，都看不到。但是慢慢的他们也就能够看到那个空间，然后就会，但是所以他身体却粉碎了，但是他们还看不到那个色聚，他们只是看到一块一块一块的那个一块一块的那个许多色聚集在一起的一块一块。那么那个时候呢，在这边看到一块，那边看到一块，在那个时候呢，禅师就教他们看在观那个每一块里面的里面的四大。那对于这个呢，他们也会觉得不容易，但是慢慢的他们也就能够观到那个四大，然后有一天呢就可以看到色聚了。当他们看到色聚的时候呢，接下来他们必须要观色聚里面的一个色聚里面的四大， 对这一点呢，他们对他们呢也是很难，需要花很长的时间。然后后来他们转修明业处，就是观明法的时候呢，他们的心还是一样，他们的慧根还是一样的钝，不能够很轻易的看到34种明法。然后后来当他们修行要修行观禅，他们要看那个过去因如何产生现在果。在这个阶段，就是修缘起的阶段呢，他们也很难，他们很难的看到那个过去式。所以为什么呢，是因为他们的慧根不够敏锐，让他们不能够透视到那个过去式。所以对于这些禅修者呢，有些这样的禅修者呢，他们就卡在这个阶段卡了超过一个月都看不到过去因。所以对这种人呢，也是不喜欢修行止禅，不喜欢这个培育禅那，但是慧根又很钝的人呢对于这样人呢，佛陀就教导他们心随观念处。因为心随观念处并不是太广泛，也不是太简短，所以这种人呢，就如果他们这种人修行心随观念处的话呢，有一天慢慢的他们就能够修行会进步，然后能够证得涅槃。所以对于这种人，佛陀就教导他们心随观念处这是他们的清净之道。
Subha Sukha Nature Adha Bhava Vibhanla Sapahanat Thangwa. There are 4 types of illusions. Subha. Actually all are Asubha, but they think what? They think what? Very, very beautiful. Repulsible. They are very beautiful, they think. This is one type of illusion. To remove such illusion, Buddha teaches Kayanubhasana Sri Prana. Especially in Kayanubhasana Sri Prana, there are 32 parts of body. If they can discern 32 parts of body, then please ask them to them, which part do you love? Okay. Do you love pieces? Do you love? Do you love pieces? Full of pieces in this body. Do you love? If you love pieces, this is problem. What problem? You become dog. As a human being, you become dog because you love pieces. But I don't want to say who. Trying urine therapy. And do not see such persons. Again, Buddha teaches in Kayanubhasana Sri Prana 9 types of channel crown. Buddha's intention is So ima meva kaya uba sanharati. This is very good meaning. What is the meaning? If you can contemplate the seeing the dead body, especially very repulsible dead body, you should practice up to Adimic Jhana, taking this dead body. But especially, if you want to attain Jhana, same sex dead body is important. Then, if you attain already Jhana, then you can impart to your body and will also one day will die in the same way. At that time, you should try to see your own dead body. Very repulsible, repulsive body. Both internally and externally you must do. However, if you don't want to practice up to the attainment of jhana, it is not necessary to choose same-sex dead body. any dead body is possible. For example, Sirima. Sirima's dead body, maybe more than three days later, very big, very repulsive. Many bad smells are coming out. At that time, only Buddha teaches asubha meditation to the four types of assembly. Bhikkhuni, lay devotee, woman, lay devotee, gentleman. These four types of disciples, Buddha teaches asubha meditation to contemplate. How? Yadha idan tatha idan yadha idan tatha idan. That Sirima's dead body is becoming repulsible in the same way your own body also will become in the same way dead body repulsible. You must infer to your body in this way Buddha teaches. But concentrated mind can see their own body also becoming dead body like Sirima's dead body. At that day, they must infer another one. Who? Who is another one? Maybe you may understand very easily. That another one also became dead body, reversible. Then another one, sons, daughters, etc. They are also became dead body, reversible. In this way, if you try again, then you will understand they are really asubha, not subha, not beautiful. At that time, you will understand. So to remove this perception, subha, sanya, beautiful perception, Buddha teaches kayanubhasana, satipatthana, contemplation of body as a body.
然后接下来到第四种，开始的时候长时间讲到有四种颠倒想，其中一个就是镜想，镜就是你认为东西是漂亮的，事实上东西是不镜的，也就是不漂亮的，但是许多人都会认为所以想说这个东西是非常非常漂亮的。事实上是不净的，我们却会把它看成是非常非常的漂亮，是很净的。所以这是一种把不净看为净，把不漂亮看为漂亮，是其中一种颠倒想。为了去除这种颠倒想，佛陀教导我们身随观念处，尤其是在生存观念处里面有讲到那个，有教到这个三十二身分，也讲说，如果我们修三十二身分，那么我们就会能观到三十二身分的时候，那么可以问自己，到底我们喜欢的是哪一个身分，那个哪一个身体的部分，是粪便吗？禅师问我们是否会喜欢粪便，这个身体是充满粪便的。如果我们喜欢粪便的话，那就会有问题，因为这样的话我们就会变成狗人变成狗了但是禅师说他不要讲到关于那个尿疗法。然后还有在身随观念处里面佛陀有教导九种坟场观，也就是观那个尸体。佛陀教这个他的意愿禅师说那是很好的，他就是说如果我们能够观到尸体，尤其是非常可厌的尸体，那么我们就可以取这个尸体作为禅修的目标，来培定力，直到证得禅了。所以关于要如果我们想要证得禅那的话，修不净观来证得禅那的话，我们必须选择跟我们同性的尸体如果用异性的尸体的话，那是不可以修行的，不能证得禅那的。所以然后当我们取 这个同性的尸体来皮衣定力直到证得禅那过后，我们可以接下来我们可以思维自己的身体，有一天呢我们也会死亡，死了过后呢我们的身体就会变成一个死尸。那么在将我们将观的时候呢，我们就可以观到我们的身体未来真的变成了在死亡过后就变成了一个尸体，而且是非常的不净，非常的可厌。对，这样呢我们就这样修行，修行就不净观啊，观内和观外啊，内外两者都要观。但是如果我们不想要用这个不净观来培育禅那的话，就不一定啊需要用同性的尸体啊，用异性的尸体也是可以的。比如讲啊，在佛陀时代有一个很出名的人叫做舍利玛，很漂亮的美女啊，在她死过后大概过了三天多过三天过后呢，她的尸体呢就变得很大，肿胀了起来，而且非常的可厌，而且还有很难闻的臭味。在那个时候佛陀就教导四众弟子修这个不净观。四众弟子也就是比丘中、比丘尼中、那个男居士中和女居士中。佛陀教他们怎样修行这个不净观呢佛陀教导他们说这个你要观我们要关照这个舍利玛的尸体，它是非常不净的。然后我们也要思维我们的身体呢也一样，有一天会变得跟他的尸体这样一样的不净。所以我们必须也要观我们自己的身体。当我们的心很有定力的时候呢，我们就能够观到我们的自己的身体在未来在我们死亡过后就变成了一个尸体然后就能够取那个未来的尸体来修不净观。这样修过后呢，我们必须要再观其他的人在未来的时候他们的身体也会在他们死亡过后就变成一个很可厌的尸体。那么要取什么人呢什么人未来的那个尸体来作为禅修目标呢禅说大家会很容易的明白。那么当我们这样观照的时候呢，我们也可以看到另外一个人的身体在未来死过后呢就变成一个很可厌的尸体。然后这样我们就取观外的时候呢，我们一个一个的观观到这个再观其他的，比如讲观我们的儿子、我们的女儿等等观到他们在未来死的时候他们的尸体他们的身体就变成一个很可厌的尸体。所以如果我们这样一而再的修行这个不净观的话，我们就能够明白他们都其实呢都是不净的，他们不是漂亮的，他们都是不净可厌，他们都是不净的，是可厌的，不漂亮的。当我们这样修到这样的时候呢，我们就能够去除这个净想，就是认为有美丽的那个颠倒想。所以为了去除这个净想呢，佛陀就教导我们身随观念处安住观照身为身。
Buddha teaches sabbe sankhara dukkha. All formations are dukkha. But many meditators, they think their household life is sukha. Is it true? Because of this perception, this raw illusion, they can stay together for a long time. Is it true? No one answer. It is true. Buddha says, sabbe sankhara dukkha, all formations are dukkha, but they think sukha. To remove such illusion, Buddha teaches virananupassana, satipatthana. If they realize three types of vedana, sukha vedana, happy feeling, dukkha vedana, painful feeling, adukkha masukha vedana. Neither painful nor happy feeling, or neutral feeling. As anicca, dukkha, anatta, as soon as they arise, they pass away very, very quickly. At the time, the perception of sukha will disappear. To remove perception of sukha, Buddha also teaches second satipatthana, virananupassana satipatthana.
佛陀有教导，诸行是苦的，但是有许多禅修者认为，居士的生活是快乐的，这是正确的吗？那是因为错误的想，所以居士们才能够比如讲两夫妻在一起过了很长久的生活，这是正确的吗？佛陀禅说那是正确的，就是说他们因为有那个错误的想，这颠倒想，所以才会在一起。那真正呢，根据佛陀教法呢，以诸行呢都是苦的。那么为了去除这种颠倒想，就是那个乐想，所以佛陀教导这个受随观念处。如果禅修者能够了知三种受，也就是乐受、苦受和不苦不乐受，为无常、为苦，就是说那些乐受呢，他们很迅速的在生灭，受到这个迅速生灭的批婆，所以他们是苦的。当他们能够观到这样的时候呢，他们所拥有的那个错误的想，也就是乐想，就会消失。所以为了去除这个乐想，佛陀教导受随观念处。
Number three, Buddha also in the same way teaches Sabbe Sankhara Anicca. All formations are Anicca. But immediately I think, my mind is always saying, yesterday also, my mind and today my mind not change, always same. In other words, my dosa, my anger and others' anger not same. My attachment and others' attachment not same. They think this hatred, my attachment, my permanent. Because of this illusion, they can stay for a long time throughout their life. Up to 80 years old, 90 years old, they cannot depart to each other. Because they think permanent. Their mind cannot be changed. They always change. My attachment never change to you. If the attachment change, they don't like. Attachment must be always saying they like. Is it true? So, such type of persons, to remove the illusion of permanent perception, Buddha teaches Caitanupassana Satipatthana.
佛陀也教导，诸行是无常的。但是有些禅修者会认为我的心是一样的，我昨天的心跟今天的心是一样的，并没有什么变化，也就是说呢，他的嗔恨是一样的，没有什么变化，他的执着也是一样的，并没有什么变化，所以他们会认为他们的嗔恨、他们的执着的心呢是恒常的、不变的。那么由于这种颠倒想，这种常想，人们才会在一起过活了很久，在 一辈子过活了，你就可以可能活到八十岁啊。那是因为他们有这种啊常想，这种颠倒想、错误的想。他们想呢，心呢啊没有什么改变，执着呢没有什么改变啊。如果这个执着改变的话，他们不喜欢啊，他们认为那个执着应该就是互相，我对你的执着，你对我的执着应该是一样的啊，都没有变的啊，一辈子都没有变的啊，这样他们才会喜欢啊。如果有变的话，我对你的执着，你对我的执着会有变化的话啊，他们就不喜欢。所以为了要去除这种常想，佛陀教导受随啊，教导心随观念处。
对 ，Number four, for illusion of other. This is my husband. This is my wife. This is my son. This is my daughter. This illusion is very strong. Someone says, "Oh, it is not true. This is not your husband." They don't like. Is it true? This is not your wife. They don't want to accept easily. Because perception of other is very strong. To remove such type of other, Buddha teaches put satipatthana, dhammanupassana, satipatthana.
接下来有第四种的颠倒想，就是我想。有些人会认为这样想说啊，这是我的丈夫，这是我的妻子，这是我的儿子，这是我的女儿。这种颠倒想是很强的。有些人会说啊，跟他们说啊，这并不是真的，那并不是你的丈夫啊，他们不喜欢。然后那是并不是你的太太，他们也不喜欢。所以他们不能够接受这种事实，所以因为这个，那是因为他们不能够接受，那是因为他们的我想非常的强，所以为了去除这个我想，佛陀教导法随观念处。
Today, I would like to continue one sutta called Padigarada sutta.Pada Eka Radha Sauda. What is the meaning of Pada Eka Radha? In short, this is good night. But in a polite way, they translate a single excellent night. This is.In Vipassana practice, this is also one type of very important sutta. The meaning of this sutta is very difficult to understand. Many meditation teachers, they translate this sutta in a different way. But because of the reason, I want...to explain according to the original sutta. But, problem. One Westerner meditator one day told me, few years ago he joined a meditation retreat. The teacher of that meditation retreat says,This is not my teaching. This is the Buddha's teaching. Again, few years later, he joined another meditation retreat. In that meditation retreat, the meditation teacher also says, This is not my teaching. This is the Buddha's teaching. Again, Paul Searle also last week told,This is not my teaching, this is Buddha's teaching. Is it true? So I must explain original book. This sutta is here. I will recite one stanza. Adidananagamiya nabadi genge anagadam. Yadadidam bahinanda abadam cha anagadam. Adidananagamiya. In the plain language, they translate, you must not follow us. What is the meaning? According to their own translation, they say, you must not contemplate past. What is past? Here commentary says, adidanti adidya pincha khande, five aggregates. Past five aggregates, you must not follow after past five aggregates. What is the meaning? You must not contemplate past five aggregates. What is the reason? Yada adidya bahinada. Because past five aggregates already has been left behind. They already finished. You cannot see this past five aggregates. Therefore, you must not contemplate past five aggregates. This is their translation. Then, nobody can get another done. You must not expect future. Why? The future has not been reached, not yet occurred. How you can contemplate future five aggregates? They are not yet, has not been reached, not yet occurred. So you must not contemplate future. Then what we must do? Pichu paninja yodhama tatatata vipassati. You must contemplate only pichu panatma. Only present, no past, no future. This is their translation. Whether it is true or not, how I should explain? How I should explain? According to Buddha's teaching, I must explain. What is Buddha's teaching? In that sutta, Buddha already explained. Kadinja bhikkhave adhita anagameti. How a bhikkhu follow up the path? In robo hose adida madanandi tata nandin sa manwaneti. Such materiality has had been in the past. In this way, he followed past rupa. And he had he find delightful in that materiality. Tata nandi samanwaneti. In the plain language, he produced attachment to the past materiality. How? In the past, I had to be such and such beautiful woman. I had to be such and such beautiful gentleman. I had to be such and such deva, left side 500, right side 500. Oh. So in this way, he followed, had attachment to the past five aggregates, past materiality. In the same way, Buddha also teaches, Eo virno hose dita madanandi tata nandi sa manwanedi. Eo sinyo, eo sinkaro, eo vinyana. Eo vinyana hose dita madanandi tata nandi sa manwanedi. So, past five aggregates. Materiality, the aggregate of materiality, the aggregate of feeling, the aggregate of perception, the aggregate of formations, and the aggregate of consciousness. He paid attention to these past five aggregates, and he had strong attachment to the past five aggregates. This is Buddha's explanation. Depending on the Buddha's explanation, the commentary explains adida nanagamaya di adide pinchak gande pinchak khande tanadidhi nanukamaya. You must not follow the past five aggregates with dana and deity. What is dana? Dana is attachment to the five past aggregates. Deity is around you. This is my aggregates. This is me. This is my son, this is my daughter, this is my husband, etc. In this way, you must not pay attention to past aggregates. Buddha never said not to contemplate past five aggregates. Buddha says not to occur attachment and wrong view related to the past five aggregates. How you should do? I will explain later. Buddha not prohibited to contemplate past five aggregates. He prohibited not to occur dana and deity, attachment and wrong view, depending on past five aggregates only. Do you understand? In the same way, nobody can get anagata. Dana deity na padhaya. Nobody can get dana deity na padhaya. This is commentary's explanation. Why commentary explain in this way? Here, Buddha says, Katincha bhikkhave anagatam patigankati. How a bhikkhu expect future aggregates? Eva rupo siya anagatam manda nanti tata nandesa manwanedi. In future, I want to be such and such materiality, such and such beautiful woman, such and such beautiful gentleman, such and such Deva, such and such, Parma, etc. In this way, if you expect future, then you have attachment to the future five aggregates. With the attachment concomitant with wrong view, you should not expect future five aggregates. The meaning is, you must not have attachment and wrong view depending on future aggregates. This is the Buddha's instruction. To remove attachment and wrong view depending on future five aggregates, how you should practice. I will explain later, but translation will be very long.
So Jingtian Tao Jis Lai Jiang Yibu Jing Jesu Bade Karada Sutta Jesu Iban Sang Men Kei Fan Yi Chen Yi Xian San Jing Yi Xian San Jing Jebu Jing Bade Karada Tada Isi Si Semana Bada Eka Karada Tada Isi Si Semana Jian Duan De Jiang Jesu Tada Hao De 但是一般上他们翻译成就是一叶，一叶先散，是一个很好的一个叶，一碗。在修行这个观禅的时候呢，这部经是很重要的。然后对这部经呢，有不同的那个。解释有不同的翻译，有一些有许多的禅修导师呢都有翻译这部经啊，但是他们都以不同的方式来翻译这部经。那么禅师说他对这部经呢，他要根据佛陀那个原本的经来解释，但是根据这个原本的经来解释，那也是有问题。为什么呢？因为有一个西方的禅修者，他说，他有一天他跟禅师说，在好几年前，他参加一个禅修营，然后在那个禅修营里，那个禅师就说，也教了这部经。然后他教这部经的时候，他说：“这不是我的教法，这是佛陀的教法。”然后再过几年后， 他一去参加另外一个禅修营，然后就遇到另外一个禅修老师，那个禅修老师也教这部经，然后他教这部经的时候他说啊，这不是我的教法，这是佛陀的教法。然后在上个星期啊，帕欧禅师也是这样的讲，这不是我的教法，这是佛陀的教法。所以他就感到迷惑啊，到底哪一个才是对的。那禅师说呢，他要对这样的话呢，他要怎样解释才会正确呢？那么禅师说他必须要根据原本的经来解释。在这个巴迪格拉达里面开始的时候就是说我们不要沉湎于过去。这是什么意思呢？有一些人他是这样翻译，他说不要沉湎于过去，就是不要去关照过去。什么是过去呢？在注释里面有讲，过去就是过去五蕴，所以他们就这样翻译，他们这样讲说，就是不要沉湎于过去的五蕴，就是不要去关照过去的五蕴，因为过去的五蕴已经过去了我们不能够看到，所以不要去观这个过去的五蕴他们有些人是这样的翻译。那么在接下来讲说我们不要去盼望未来他们也就为什么不要去盼望未来？因为盼望那个未来还没有到来然后他们对这一点呢，对这一句呢，他们就这样解释说不要去盼望未来，就是不要去关照未来的五蕴，因为未来的五蕴还没有到来，所以呢我们不要去观这个未来的五蕴那么我们应该怎样做呢他们说我们应该只是关照现在而已，不要去关照过去和未来然后这个是这样的翻译是正确的吗那么禅师对这样的讲翻译才会讲解释才会正确呢？禅师说他应该根据佛陀的教法来解释。在这部经里面，佛陀跟诸比丘说呢，他讲说比丘怎么样不回顾，他不沉湎于过去他讲不沉湎于过去，那就是说他在过去有这样的色，但是他并不执着于这样的色所以他对这个过去的色呢，他并没有执着，所以他就是没有去跟随过去的色。但是如果他是讲我过去有这样的色我的过去的色法是这样的，那么他执着的话，他就是在跟随他的过去因为在那样的时候呢，他会乐于他的过去是怎么样的，说我过去有这样的色法大家看到过去的色法他取乐的话，他就是在跟随过去，也就是在沉湎过去。也就是说呢，他对过去的色法有执着，然后所以对于他的过去的色法呢，他就会想说过去我是这样一个漂亮的女人，我是这样一个漂亮的男人，我是一个这样的一个天神，左边有500个天女，右边也有500个天女，所以这样呢。他就是这样因为对过去的五蕴有执着，所以他就是在沉湎于过去的五蕴所以就是跟那个开始是那个色蕴所以就是所有那个五蕴，就是色受想行识他在他这样注意过去的五蕴色受想行识的时候呢， 他对过去的五蕴升起了很强的执着啊，这就是他沉迷于过去。所以佛陀根据佛陀的教法呢，就是这样解释，说我们不应该沉迷于过去的五蕴，就是不要以这个贪爱跟邪见来沉迷于过去的五蕴。贪爱就是执着于这个过去的五蕴，邪见呢就是有这样的想法，说啊，我这是我过去的五蕴啊，过去这是我过去的儿子，这是我过去的女儿，这是我过去的丈夫等等。所以我们不应该这样去注意过去的五蕴啊，不要带着那个贪着、带着邪见的心来去注意过去的五蕴。所以佛陀并没有讲说我们不应该去关照过去的五蕴，佛陀说的是不要以贪欲和有邪见的心去沉迷你，去注意这个过去的五蕴。所以佛陀并没有阻止我们关照过去的五蕴，但是佛陀是叫我们不要带着贪爱和邪见去观这个过去的五蕴。那关于那个未来呢，佛陀说比丘如何比丘如何盼望未来呢？那是说啊，他希望在未来啊，我要变成这样这样，我要拥有这样的设法，我要变成这样漂亮的女人，我要这样变成这样漂亮的男人，我要变成这样的天神和梵天神。那么如果有人这样盼望他未来变成这样那样的话，那就是他在盼望未来，就是说对未来五蕴有执着，也有邪见。所以呢，我们不应该执着，我们不应该基于邪见，不应该基于邪见去执着未来的五蕴。所以为了去除为了去除这个对未来五蕴的执着和邪见，我们应该讲修行呢啊，接下来禅师会解释。
There is another stanza. After explaining this stanza, I will explain again all related together. Pichu bani ja yodama datatara vipassati. You must contemplate Pichu bana dhamma present by aggregates as anicca, dukkha, anatta. Whenever they arise, at that moment, you must contemplate this Vichupanna five aggregates as anicca, dukkha, and anatta. Yasame, yasame, kane, this is one meaning. Another meaning is yasame, yasame, wa dhamma bongche. This Vichupanna dhammas never arise single. They always arise together with concomitant dhammas or associated dhammas. As a group only they arise. At that time, you must contemplate these Vichupanna dhammas as a group, anicca, dukkha, and anatta. This is another meaning. Then, third meaning is yasame yasame wa asane. Wherever you go, you must contemplate always this Vichupanna dhammas as anicca, dukkha, and anatta. In your kuti, on the way, or under the tree, anywhere you must contemplate. This is the meaning. But most important meaning I will explain later.
禅师说他要再解释多一个句子，过后呢才把整个经一起这样来解释。 接下来的句子是讲到说我们必须关照当下的法，也就是说关照现在的五蕴为无常苦我。当下是指什么时候呢？第一个意思是在任何时候，无论在什么时候，是在它升起的时候，就在它升起的那一刻，你要关照它为无常苦无我。就是刚刚好在它升起的那刻，你观它为无常苦我。然后第二个意思就是当下的法，现在的法，它不会单独的升起，它们永远都是一群和那个相应的法一群的升起。所以在那个时候呢，我们必须要以整观他们整群的所有的相应法，现在的相应法呢为无常苦我，这是另外一个意思。然后有第三个意思，就是无论我们去到哪里呢，我们都必须要关照当下的法为无常苦我，观现在的法为无常苦我。就是说我们在疗房里，或者是在路上，或者在树下无论在哪里呢，我们都需要这样的关照。但是还有一个最重要的那个解释，禅师接下来会解释。
If a meditator wants to contemplate Vicchubbana, five aggregates as anicca, dukkha, anatta, first he must try to understand five aggregates by his direct knowledge. What are five aggregates? The aggregate of materiality, the aggregate of feeling, the aggregate of perception, the aggregate of formations,and the aggregate of consciousness. According to Buddha's teaching, the aggregate of materiality always arises as a kalapa. You must try to practice four elements meditation systematically up to you see kalapas. But if you analyze each kalapa,there are at least 8 types of materiality. In Swankalapas, there are 9 types of materiality. In Swankalapas, there are 10 types of materiality. We had already explained many times. So they never arise single, they arise as a group. Smallest group is called Kalapa. If you contemplate these materialities, you must analyze those Kalapas, and then you must contemplate these.All rupas, not only one. All rupas as a group, as anicca, dukkha, anatta. In the same way, mentality also arises as a group only. Now in this retreat, there are some meditators who are practicing namakamadhana. Mentality, meditation, they understand. One discerning anapana fajjana dhammas. There is mind of advancing consciousness, then parigama, preliminary concentration, upachara, excess concentration, anuloma, conformity concentration, godrabu, change of lineage concentration, and then jhana concentration, full absorption concentrations. Mind of advancing consciousness, mind movement, there are 12 mental formations. In preliminary concentration stage, there are 34 mental formations. In excess concentration stage, there are 34 mental formations. In conformity concentration, mind movement, there are also 34 mental formations. In change of lineage,mind movement, there are also 34 mental formations. In jhana, mind movement, full absorption stage, there are also 34 mental formations. But jhana jhavanas arise for a long time, many times, uncountable times. In meditation, you must discern these all mental formations together. as a group. Referring to this group, Yasamai Yasamai wa Dhamma Pongche. You should not contemplate only consciousness. You must not contemplate only feeling. Do you understand? How many? If there are 34, you must contemplate 34 mental formations. So you must already understand this 34. But I'm very happy in this retreat. There are some meditators who can discern this Dhana Dhammas. This is good evidence for me. If there is no one who is successful, this is very dangerous for me. Only here say they will criticize me. There are also some meditators who gain this materiality in the same way. They can see kalabas. There are also some meditators who attain jhana. It is lucky. Because of this reason, I don't want to do dentist retreat. Is it possible? Dentist retreat. Now 3 months, there will be no one who can practice vipassana thoroughly. Only just rupa gamadhana, materiality meditation, or nama gamadhana, mentality meditation. Maybe some possible dependent origination only. So, according to Buddha's teaching, if you want to practice Pichupana Dhammas, then you must understand this 5 Pichupana, 5 aggregates, present 5 aggregates. You must already discern this 5 present 5 aggregates by your own direct knowledge. Without seeing this present 5 aggregates, how do you contemplate them as anicca, dukkha, and anatta? Is it possible? You must try to see this materiality and mentality moment by moment. Yasamai, yasamai, khane. No, my teacher. Where you must contemplate? Everywhere. In meditation also you must contemplate. While walking also you must contemplate. Under the tree also you must contemplate. Wherever you go, you must contemplate as anicca, dukkha, anatta. What is the reason? Asanghira, asankopan. Many wrong translations. Asanghira is, you must practice this type of vipassana. Not to be pulled by Tanha Deity. Not to be destroyed by Tanha Deity. Oh, I will explain later.
If the meditators want to observe the present five aggregates as suffering, suffering, and I, first, they must be able to observe, personally observe 什么是五蕴？五蕴是什么呢？五蕴就是色、受、想、行、识这五蕴。根据佛陀的教法，色蕴永远是整组的升起，它是以色即的形式来升起。所以我们必须很有系统的修行世界分别观，以便我们能够看到色即。然后我们接下来还要分析这些色即，能够分析到每一个色即里面有多少种色究竟色法，比如讲有一些有8种，有一些有9种，有一些有10种。那么对于这些解释呢，禅师说他已经解释了许多次，所以这些色法呢，它不会单独的升起，那么永远都是一组一组、一群一些的这样的升起，最小的单位呢就是。一个色即，所以在看到色即过后呢，我们必须进一步的分析这些色即。所以我将分析完所有的色即过后呢，我们必须要关照所有的色法，不是只是关照一种色法，是关照所有的色法为无常、苦、无我。 那同样的明法呢，他们也是一组一组这样的升起。比如讲说在这个禅师说还好，在这个里这个禅修林里面呢，有一些禅修者也能够修行这个明业处，他们能够了解什么是禅那禅那法。比如讲说安波念出禅的禅那法。对，他们也能够了解在禅那那个禅那法，在出禅安波念出禅禅那的心路过程开始的时候是一门转向心他们也能够了解接下来 是那个偏坐，然后进行，然后随顺种性，然后就接下来是禅那塑形他们能够分析说在这个一门转向心里面有十二个明法，在这个偏坐心里面呢有三十四种的明法，在进行的时候有三十四种明法，在随顺的时候有三十四种明法，在种性的时候种性心里面也有三十四种明法，然后在安波念出禅的禅那塑形心的时候呢也是有三十四种明法。但是这个禅那塑形心呢则升起许多次非常非常多处，很多很多次是不能够算的。所以对于这些明法呢禅修者也必须要关照他们整组整组整组的观。所以他们不应该只是关照他们这些明法里面的事，或者只是关照明法里面的受不能够只观一种法。他们在观他们为无常苦无我的时候呢，必须整组的关照他们。禅师整组就是要观多少呢？就是说如果那个时候有三十四种明法，就要观照三十四种明法所以我们如果要观照这些明法为无常苦我，比如讲说这三十四种明法为无常苦我的话，那么首先我们必须要已经了解了这三十四种的明法所以禅师说在这个禅师说他很高兴，因为在这个禅修营里面呢有禅修者能够观到这三十四种的禅那法禅师说这对他来说是很好的，因为不然的话呢就不好了，有人就会这个有人就会批评禅师说为什么教这样的法然后在这个禅修营里面有些禅修者也能够观到色法有些也能够证得禅那，所以禅师说对他来讲是很好的这是为什么禅师不要教十天的禅修营，因为那个时间不足够，禅师选择教导三个月的禅修营，因为三个月时间比较足够因为修三个月的话有些人就能够修到色业处，能够观到色法，有些人可能能够修到明业处，能够观照究竟明法，然后有些人能够修到部分的那个缘起所以根据佛陀的教法，如果我们要观照当下的法的话，我们必须首先呢必须要能够以观智亲自的观照五蕴，如果不能够话，我们怎样去观照这些五蕴为无常苦我呢所以我们必须要能够在刹那至刹那间的名色法呢我们都能够观到才能说这不是他的教法那么什么时候我们应该做这样的观照呢在哪里呢？才能说在任何地方我们都应该要这样观照，坐着的时候也是这样观照，走的时候也是这样观照，在树下的时候也要这样观照无论我们去到哪里呢，我们都要这样的观照 五蕴为无常苦我。为什么呢？因为在这个《一叶贤善经》里面呢，有讲到这个阿桑希楞阿桑古邦，阿桑希楞的意思是说，我们必须这样的修行观禅，以便我们不会被这个贪爱和邪见欺骗，而或者是玩弄。怎样才不会被这个贪爱和邪见玩弄呢？接下来禅师会解释。
You must first try to understand five present aggregates. Then you must contemplate them as anicca, dukkha, anatta. As soon as they arise, they pass away very, very quickly. You must try to see they are arising and passing away moment by moment. Then you must contemplate, seeing this impermanent nature, you should contemplate them as anicca, impermanent.If you contemplate them as anicca, that anicca contemplation will destroy conceit mana. Why? If you pay attention, materiality, as soon as they arise, they pass away. If you pay attention, feeling, as soon as they arise, they pass away. If you pay attention, perception also, as soon as it arises, it passes away. If you pay attention, formations also, as soon as they arise, they pass away. If you pay attention, consciousness also, as soon as it arises, it passes away. At that time, you will not see permanent eye. Do you understand?Because as soon as they rise, they pass away very, very quickly in every moment. At that time, you will not see I. Because of this reason, depending on I, perception of I, you have conceit, mana, prop. If there is no I, there will be no conceit, no prop. So, anicca contemplation, impermanent contemplation,can destroy the conceit mana.
所以首先呢，我们必须要了解现在，也就是当下的五蕴啊，然后接下来呢，才观照他们为无常苦我。这些五蕴呢，它是一升起就坏灭的，所以我们必须要能够看到这些五蕴呢，刹那至刹那之间，啊，他们一升起就坏灭了。所以我们在这样看到他们刹那至刹那之间，每一刹那呢一升起就坏灭呢，啊，就是能够看到他们的无常的本质的时候，啊，在那时候我们在观照他们为无常。如果我们这样观照他们为无常的话，这种观照无常的能力。这个无常观呢，能够去除我慢。为什么呢？因为如果我们观注意这个色法，它一升起就坏灭了；然后我们注意受，它也是一样，一升起就坏灭了；我们注意想的时候，它也是一样，一升起就坏灭了；我们注意这个行的时候，也是看到它一升起就坏灭了；然后我们注意这个事的时候，也看到它一升起就坏灭了。在那个时候呢，我们没有看到一个恒常的我，因为呢，这些五蕴呢，都是一升起就坏灭了，非常的迅速啊！在每一个心识刹那里面呢，他们都是一升起就坏灭了啊，所以我们看不到一个我。所以，跟。因为有这个我想，我们才会有这个我慢啊，有这个我想。如果我们没有这个我想，没有这个常想的话呢，我们就不会有我慢。所以这个无常观呢，能够去除我慢。
Okay. This five aggregates you must contemplate as dukkha. Why? They are always oppressed by rising and passing away. Or they are very dangerous when you see perishing away only. At that day, this dukkha contemplation will destroy the perception of destroy the attachment, nandi. Why? As soon as they arise, they pass away. So at that time, meditator cannot see I. In the same way, he also cannot see my. If there is no I, there is no my, then he will not grasp, this is my materiality, this is my feeling, this is my perception, this is my, these are my formations, this is my consciousness. Because when he grasps as my, then as soon as he grasps, it perish away. There is no permanent. At that day, attachment on these five gigas will disappear. But this is temporary only. When he came out of from Vipassana, oh, this is my son, this is my daughter, again come back.
接下来我们也需要观照五蕴为苦。为什么呢？因为这些五蕴，他们永远都是受到这个非常迅速生灭。非常迅速的生灭批婆而且你会看到他们是有，你会看到有，比如讲说有时候你会看到只是看到坏灭，一直看到坏灭而已，那时候会起一种怖畏怖畏的感受。所以在那个时候，当将做这个苦观苦的时候，这个苦观的时候呢这个观苦的能力就能够去除这个贪着为什么呢？因为五蕴是一升起就坏灭了禅修者看不到有一个我，也看不到我的如果没有我，没有我的话，就不会有执着不会执着说这是我的色，这是我的受，这是我的想，这是我的行，这是我的事。因为当他这样看的时候，如果他要去执着这是我的，但是他捉不住他，为什么？因为他一升起就坏灭了，所以因为他们是不恒常的，所以他就捉不住他。所以在那个时候呢，对五蕴的执着就会消失。但是这种消失这种执着的消失呢，也只是暂时性的而已。当他们从观禅出来过后他们可能就会再次的想说这个是我的儿子，这是我的女儿这种想法就会再重新出现。
You must also contemplate these five aggregates as another. Wherever he pay attention, whenever he pay attention, this materiality, as soon as they arise, they pass away very, very quickly.There is no permanent other, permanent self. He already understood. In the same way, when he pay attention, feeling, perception, formations, and consciousness, these are mentality. Whenever he pay attention, this mentality, he always sees as soon as they rest, they perish away very, very quickly. There is no permanent other.In mentality also there is no permanent other. In materiality also there is no permanent other. At that time, the perception of other disappears. That perception is, perception of other is one type of wrong view deity, other deity. So if we contemplate these formations as another, the wrong view will disappear.Temporarily. So to destroy wrong view, he must contemplate these formations as anicca, dukkha, and anatta. In the same way, to destroy attachment to this five aggregates, he must contemplate them as anicca, dukkha, and anatta. To destroy conceit mana, he must contemplate these formations as anicca, dukkha, and anatta. At that time, if he contemplate again and again, anicca nupassana, anicca contemplation will destroy conceit. Dukkha contemplation will destroy attachment. Anatta contemplation will destroy atta deity from you.
Next, we must also observe five winds as five-I. 无论在什么时候，在哪里呢？那个禅修者去观这个色的时候，就会看到那个色就一升起就幻灭了，是非常的迅速的，一升起就幻灭了。所以他看不到有一个恒常的我，他能够了解到这一点。同样的，当他去观受想行识，这是个运，也就是属于明法的运，明运呢，无论在什么时候他去观这些明运的时候呢，也会看到那些明运一升起就幻灭了，是非常迅速的。所以也是没有一个恒常的我的，色法是无我的，明法也是一样是无我的，所以在那个时候他就会升起这个这样观照这个明色法为无我的时候呢，那个我想就会消失，我想也就是一种邪见，就是我见。所以在他这样观照无这个五蕴为无我的时候呢，这种邪见呢，就是我见呢，就会暂时的被灭除。所以为了灭除这个邪见呢，我们必须要观照五蕴为无常苦无我。为了去除这个执着的话，这个贪着，我们也是要观照五蕴为无常苦无我。为了去除我慢，我们一样要观照五蕴为无常苦无我。如果我们这样不断不断的在观照他们这个五蕴呢为无常苦我的话，这个观照这个无常观呢就能够去除我慢，苦观呢就能够去除执着，无我观呢就能够去除邪见，也就是我见。
If you do not contemplate this present five aggregates as anicca, dukkha, anatta, if you pay attention this present five aggregates as atta, then you are pulled by deity from you, depending on this five present aggregates. That deity usually together with tanha attachment. So, if you pay attention to this present five aggregates as atta, then you are pulled back by tanha deity depending on this five aggregates. Because of this reason, Buddha says directly,Katincha bhikkhave bhikkhu panesu dhammesu sahirati. Sahirati is be pulled by tanha deity. Ida bhikkhave asuddha wa buddho jano ariyana adasawi ariya dhammasa agavido ariya dhamme avinido. Saburisana adasawi saburisa dhammasa agavido saburisa dhamme avinido. Rupa adadosa manupasati.Rupa wandawa adana adaniwa rupa rupa sumaiwa adana. Verna sinya singhare vinyana adadosa manupasati. Vinyana wandawa adana adaniwa vinyana vinyana sumaiwa adana. Eyanko bhikkhave pichu panesu dhammesu sahirati. If I explain what by what this paragraph, maybe...At the downtime will be finished. So I will explain the brief explanation only. If you pay attention to these five aggregates, present five aggregates, as atta, together with that other associated with attachment tanha, then you are pulled by tanha deity depending on these five present aggregates. So this is, but you must try not to be pulled by the tanha deity depending on these five present aggregates. How? You must contemplate this present five aggregates as anicca, dukkha, and anatta. This is asahira. At that time, you will not be pulled by this tanha deity. Attachment is around you, depending on this present five aggregates. Asankopa, in the same way Buddha teaches. Asankopa means depending on these five aggregates, you must not be destroyed by the tanha deity. Especially your vipassana insight must not be destroyed by tanha deity, depending on these five present aggregates. If you want to be not to be destroyed, your vipassana not to be destroyed by tanha deity, how you should try? That vipassana insight also you must contemplate as anicca, dukkha, and anatta. This is the meaning of asahira, asankopa.
如果我们不关照现在的五蕴为无常苦我，反之我们去注意现在的五蕴为我的话，那就是说我们受到这个依靠现在五蕴而升起的邪见的欺骗。所以而且这个邪见呢，一般上它是跟贪着相应的升起的。所以如果我们，也就是说如果我们注意现在的五蕴为我的话，我们就受到这个邪见和贪着贪爱呢的欺骗。所以这样呢就是佛陀所讲的桑希拉蒂，就是被贪着和邪见欺骗了。那么接下来禅师念了一段很长的巴利文，然后禅师说如果他逐字的去解释的话，那会花上很长的时间，所以禅师用就简要的解释。禅师说呢，如果我们注意现在的五蕴为我，而且是带着贪着的话，我们就受到这个邪见，依靠现在五蕴而升起的邪见以及贪欲的欺骗。所以我们必须要尝试修行，让我们不会受到这个贪欲，依靠现在五蕴而升起的贪欲和邪见的欺骗。怎样才不会受到欺骗呢？那就是我们要关照现在的五蕴为无常苦无我，这就是阿桑希拉。就是不受到这个贪欲和邪见的欺骗啊。那接下来是阿桑古棒。那阿桑古棒的意思是，这个我们依靠在我们是依靠这个五，在观这个五现在的五蕴的时候呢，我们不会受到这个贪欲和邪见的摧毁。也就是尤其是说在我们，也就是说呢，我们的观禅呢，不要受到这个贪欲和邪见的摧毁。所以如果我们不想要受到贪欲和邪见摧毁的话，我们应该怎样修行呢？我们应该关照这个观智，那个观智本身呢也是无常苦无我的，这样呢我们的观察呢就不会受到贪欲和邪见摧毁。所以在这里解释了两个，就是阿桑希拉跟阿桑古棒。
If we summarize, I want to explain the meaning of summary meaning. The meaning. If you contemplate present five aggregates as anicca, dukkha, anatta, then there will not arise tanha, deity, attachment around you. Depending on present five aggregates. Do you understand? In the same way, if you contemplate past five aggregates as anicca, dukkha, anatta, there will not arise tanha, deity, depending on past five aggregates. Can you accept this? In the same way, if you contemplate future five aggregates as anicca, dukkha, and anatta, there will not arise tanha, deity, depending on future five aggregates. Not to arise tanha, deity, you must practice vipassana. This is the teaching of this sutta. Buddha never say not to contemplate past five aggregates, not to contemplate future five aggregates. You must contemplate past five aggregates, not to arise tanha, deity. Okay? You must contemplate future by aggregates, not to arise tanha, deity. This is Buddha's instruction. Okay, I want to explain. You are very familiar with Ananda Lakana Sutta. In that Ananda Lakana Sutta, Buddha openly instruct five group bhikkhus. Dasama diha bhikkhu yangenchi rubanti danagada bichobana ija dhamma bhai dhamma olari gama sukumama hino abani dhamma yandure sadi gewas sabha rubanti dhamma ma neso ha masami na meso adadi ewa medan yadha buddha sama binyaya dadaban Gurina sinya sankhara unyana saying Buddha give instruction. You must contemplate present five aggregates, future five aggregates, past five aggregates, past five aggregates, future five aggregates, present five aggregates, internal five aggregates, external five aggregates, cross five aggregates, subtle five aggregates, inferior five aggregates, superior five aggregates, far five aggregates, near five aggregates, all together, all five aggregates you must contemplate. Nidamama, nisoha masami na meso ada. This is not mine, this is not I, this is not my ada. Oh, this is anicca, this is dukkha, this is anatta. In this way, Buddha teaches openly. Now in this sutta, again, Buddha teaches in the same way only. Buddha never say controversial point. Now you must contemplate five aggregates, anicca, dukkha, anatta. Now you must now contemplate past five aggregates, anicca, dukkha, anatta. Future five aggregates as anicca, dukkha, anatta. Buddha never say such controversial points, such telling lies. Is it possible? When he already became Buddha, at that time he tell lies? Does he tell lies? How do you think? Our Buddha never tells lies. You should have enough confidence, you should have enough faith in our Buddha. You should try to understand the meaning of Buddha's teaching. Buddha already explained in this sutta, both as a sentence as well as a prose. He already explained in his sutta. In the same way, Vinaribha Mahakichana also said, by way of 12 Ayana Madha. He already explained in the same way like Buddha.
禅师说他现在他要以一种总结的方式来解释，就是说呢，我们如果我们观照现在的五蕴为无常苦我，在那个时候就不会有依靠现在五蕴而升起的贪欲和邪见，贪欲和邪见不会升起。同样的，如果我们 观照过去的五蕴为无常苦我，就不会有跟依靠过去五蕴而升起的贪爱和邪见。禅师问我们是否能够接受这一点。那同样的，如果我们观照未来的五蕴为无常苦我，就不会升起依靠未来五蕴而依靠未来五蕴的贪爱和邪见。所以为了不让这个贪爱和邪见升起，我们必须要修行观禅，这是佛陀的教法。佛陀并没有说我们不应该去观照过去的五蕴，也没有说我们不应该去观照未来的五蕴。佛陀说的是我们必须观照过去的五蕴，以便贪爱和邪见不会升起。我们也必须要观照未来的五蕴，以便贪爱和邪见不会升起，这是佛陀的教法。那么接下来禅师说他要根据无我相经来解释。禅师说大家都熟悉这个无我相经，在这个无我相经里，佛陀跟无比丘说无论是过去的、未来的、现在的、内在的、外在的、粗的、细的、下等的、上等的、远的、近的、色蕴，所有这一切的色呢，你都要观他们为这不是我的，这不是我，这不是我的自我。对于其他的四个蕴受想行识，佛陀以同样的方法教说不要观，要观他们所有呢都不是我的，不是我，不是我的自我，也就是观他们为无常、苦和无我。佛陀在这个偈里，这个偈子里面，那个玛蒂格拉达那个偈子里面呢是这样教，在无经里面呢也是这样教。所以佛陀呢他是不会自相矛盾的，他不会说在经里面这样讲，然后接下来在其他地方又讲另外的，就是说他不会说不会在一部经里面这样讲说要观过去、观现在、跟观过去、观未来、观现在的五蕴，在另外一部经里面讲说不要观过去跟未来的五蕴，佛陀不会讲偏话的，因为在佛陀成开悟过后，开悟成佛过后呢，佛陀还会讲偏话吗？佛陀不会讲偏话，所以我们必须要对佛陀有足够的信心，我们也必须要尝试去了解佛陀的教法。佛陀在这部经里面有这样的这样的解释，这个巴迪格拉大苏大里面这样解释。那么那个玛哈卡扎亚那尊者呢，他也有解释这个巴迪格拉大，他是用十二处的方式来解释，但是他的解释虽然是用十二处的方法来解释，但是他解释的方法呢是跟佛陀一样的。
Actually, Vipassana insight can destroy tanadhiti temporary only. So this way of explanation is indirect explanation only.But directly, but impersonal knowledge can destroy tanadhiti completely without remainder. When but impersonal knowledge realizes nibbana. So, another way of explanation is you must re-establish impersonal attainment, taking nibbana as object. That impersonal attainment also.Well, if you train this fruition attainment again and again, then your path knowledge and fruition knowledge cannot be destroyed by the tanadhiti. Because of this reason, please practice up to the realization of nibbana. This is another way of explanation.
事实上观智只能够暂时的去除贪欲和邪见，所以这种解释呢是 间接的解释。直接的解释呢是说这个升起道果的时候呢就能够永远就彻底的断除这个贪欲和邪见。的道果呢是取涅槃为目标的，他们了知涅槃。那另外一个解释是说，我们必须要不断重新的进驻取涅槃为目标的果定。那这样的话，如果我们一再的将安住于果定，我们的道果就不会受到贪欲和邪见破坏，不会受到贪爱和邪见摧毁。所以就是说我们必须要修行直到证得涅槃，这是另外一个解释。
Let us stop our Dhamma talk here. But if there is any question, you can ask me. This is my last Dhamma talk in this retreat.
If you have any questions, you can ask me. The teacher said that this class is his last class. Thank you. Thank you.
My question is,Sayadaw said that the Buddha teaches different people with different inner inclinations, different foundation of mindfulness, and that will be the path of purification until Nibbana. Sorry, I speak too fast. Sayadaw said that the Buddha teaches different people with different inner inclination, different foundations of mindfulness, and that will be the path of purification until Nibbana. Is that right? If so...Why is it that when explaining and practicing this particular practice, Sayadaw said that we can't just discern or penetrate one, but must discern materiality and mentality, all five aggregates and their associated mental formations as a group thoroughly. Also that we must discern materiality first before discerning mentality. Thank you.
I had explained to people at the beginning, but you must practice kaya nipasana. But when practicing vipasana, iti ijadawa kaya nipasi wiharadi bhidawa kaya nipasi wiharadi. In this way, Buddha instructs. What is kaya? Dwe kaya, two kaya.Rupa Gaya, Nama Gaya. First, you emphasize Rupa Gaya. Secondly, you must discern Nama Gaya. So Rupa Gaya and Nama Gaya both are five aggregates. They are same. And while practicing Vrinanupasana, before practicing Vrinanupasana, you must discern materiality first. While discerning mentality, you can emphasize Vrina. But Vrina alone, not enough.After discerning Vrina, you must discern associated mental formations also. These associated mental formations are all mentality. So, previously he had already discerned materiality. Secondly, emphasizing Vrina, he discerned mentality. So, say materiality and mentality. In the same way, when practicing Chaitanya-nupassana,Before practicing Chaitanya Upasana, he must already discern materiality. While discerning mentality, he must emphasize Chaitanya consciousness. But Chaitanya alone not enough. They always arise with associated mental formations. So, while discerning Chaitanya, you must also discern associated mental formations. These associated mental formations together with Chaitanya are mentality.Previously, you had already some materiality. Then mentality, materiality, this is say. But while practicing Dhamma Nupassana, there are five aggregates. They are mentality, materiality, four noble truths. Noble truth of suffering, the noble truth of the dependent origination, noble truth of the origin of suffering, they are mentality, materiality, all are say. So, name is different.Discernment area is all are same. Because of this reason, depending on their inclination and disposition of faculties, Buddha teaches in different way. Although Buddha teaches in different way, four nubhasana, four contemplations, all are same meaning. Kanubhasana also, you must discern mentality, materiality, materiality, mentality. While practicing with Varnanubhasana, you must discern materiality and mentality. While practicing Chaitanubhasana, you must discern materiality and mentality. While practicing Dhammanubhasana, you must discern materiality and mentality. So the object is same, name is different only.
刚才那位禅修者问的问题大概是这样，他说禅师讲佛陀教导不同的人拥有不同内心倾向的人不同的念处那些念处就是他们的清净之道，他们修那个降修的话就能够证得涅槃。所以如果是这样的话，为什么还要讲说在每一个念处里我们都必须要关照所有的设法，关照所有的明法，然后关照他们就是说全部都是要关照。而且在讲到其他的念处的时候呢也都讲说必须要先，比如讲说受念处等等的时候呢，都要先关照到了明那个设法，然后过后才关照设法，就是说呢全部都是要关照明设法。那么禅师的回答是说呢，他讲之前他已经解释了，就是说开始的时候呢佛陀教导那个从这个身水观念处开始但是在修行观禅的阶段的时候那就不一样了。在修行观禅阶段的时候呢比如讲说修身随观念处的人他是这样观的身是什么呢？身是色身和名身。那么首先呢他必须要观这个色身，然后接下来他就观这个名身色身跟名身呢也就是五蕴而已。那么在修那个修受随观念处的人呢，他也一样开始的时候他必须先观了那个色法，然后接下来当他开始观这个明法的时候呢，他是着重于观这个受，但是只是观受是不足够的，他也必须要观照和受相应升起的所有的明法也就是说呢这些所有的所有的明法。所以之前他已经观了色法，后来他在观这个明法，所以呢他也就是在观照明色法而已。同样的，当一个人修行心随观念处的开，在他修观明法之前，他必须要先观的这个色法，然后过后呢在他观明法的时候呢，他着重也观照这个心，也就是事，但是只是观照心呢是不足够的，因为心呢永远都是和相应的明法，也就是心所呢一起升起的，所以他必须在观心的时候呢也观照和心相应升起的明法，就是心所，所以心和心所也就是明法。那么这样的禅修者呢，因为之前他也是有观的色法，那么接下来他在观明法，也就是他也就是说他也是观照明色法。那么对于一个修法随观念处的禅修者呢，他也是要观照五蕴或者是比如讲说他观照四圣地的话也是一样，因为在四圣地里面这个苦地和极地呢也就是明色法而已。所以他们只是在名称上是不一样而已，但是观照的范围呢都是一样的。所以佛陀根据不同人的内心倾向和他们的根器呢，佛陀教不同的方法，但是事实上呢他们的含义都是一样的。在修行身随观念处的时候呢 禅修者必须观照名色法，在修受随观念处的时候呢，也是一样必须要观照名色法，在修心随观念处的时候，也是一样需要观照名色法，在修法随观念处的时候呢，也是一样要观照名色法，所以他们的目标都是一样的啊，只是名字不一样而已。
Sayado, thank you very much for your kind. Thank you very much for your kind explanation. I'm not sure if I understand everything, but I am very moved by the way how you explain. But and I want to ask more. In English translation, there is instead with insight, let him see each presently arising condition, let him know that and be sure of it invincibly, unshakably. And I don't know if you explain the last two sentences too. What is the meaning of here? Be sure of it invincibly, unshakably. Does it has a special meaning, or because I like this word invincibly, unshakably?
I don't know English well, but in this case, their translation is many routes. For example, Radha. Radha they translate Bhadiga Radha. Radha they translate as a attachment raga. So this is very wrong translation. In this case, Radha means only night, no attachment. So in the same way, this was also very complicated. Buddha teaches asanghareti, sanghireti, not sanghireti. Sanghireti is this vipassana insight pulled back by tanhadeti. The meaning is this vipassana insight destroyed by tanhadeti only. Tanha is, this is my vipassana, this is my adda, this is my rupa, this is my adda. Such type of idea is called destroyed by tanha deity. In the same way, pulled back by tanha deity only. The meaning is, you must not contemplate these five aggregates as this is my adha, this is my dear husband, this is my dear wife, this is my dear son, this is my dear daughter. In this way, you should not grasp. This is direct meaning only. Not to grasp in this way, how you should do? You must contemplate these five aggregates as anicca, dukkha, anatta. In the same way, you must also contemplate this insight knowledge, vipassana, as anicca, dukkha, and anatta, both. This is the direct meaning. But their English, today I also read this sutta. Their English, I do not understand.
Thank you one more time. And I need many years to understand what you explain now. But I am very moved and you made me very happy. Thank you. For everything that you give us.
Thank you. 不好意思，我只能够大概的翻译哈，就是他的问题，他问题是讲说刚才。讲到那个英文的翻译，就是讲到那个阿桑希朗阿桑古邦那个部分的翻译，因为那个英文把它翻译成那个 invisible 跟 unshakable， 就是说那个就是不能够被战胜，也不能够被动摇这样的。那禅师说，这个对于这样的英文翻译呢，有许多翻译是错的。那么，比如讲说，在这个 Badikrata 里面的 Rata， 那但有些人他们把它翻译成说执着啊，一种执着，但是这种翻译是错的，因为拉达就只是意而已，就是晚上一个意而已，并不是执着。然后就是讲到那个桑希拉蒂，就是说呢，不要受到那个观智呢，不应该受到欺骗啊，不要受到那个贪爱和邪见的欺骗，不要受到他们的摧毁啊，就是说那么我们不要这样想说啊，这是我的色，这是我的受等等这样，因为如果我们这样想说啊，这是我的五蕴的嘛，那么就那个时候呢啊，我们的观察呢就受到贪爱和邪见的摧毁啊，然后不要受到他们欺骗，也就是不要被他们好像扯后腿这样扯了下来。所以将这两个呢，讲这个阿桑希浪阿桑古邦呢，也就是说我们不要这样的关照说这是我的我，这是我的我亲爱的丈夫，我亲爱的太太，我亲爱的儿子，我亲爱的女儿，也就是说我们不要执着这是经里面直接的意思是这样这个字的直接意思是这样，就是说呢我们不要执着。怎样才不会执着呢？就是一个就是我们观照五蕴为无常苦无我然后接下来呢，我们观照这个观照五蕴为无常苦无我的观智本身呢，也是一样是无常苦无我的，所以就观五蕴是无常苦无我，然后观智本身呢也是一样是无常苦无我的，然后这禅师说这就是这句话的直接的含义。那么禅师说他也读了那个英文的那翻译，禅师读了也不明白那是什么意思。
If you can contemplate these five aggregates as nature, dukkha, anatta, as well as that vipassana insight knowledge also as nature, dukkha, anatta, such a type of bhikkhu is called Bhadhikaratta bhikkhu. A bhikkhu who has a single excellent night. So if you want to have a to become a bhikkhu who has a single excellent night, you should practice to contemplate this by aggregates as nature, dukkha, anatta, as well as your vipassana insight also as nature, dukkha, and anatta. Okay.
如果我们能够观照五蕴为无常苦无我，而且也能够观照观智为无常苦无我这样的话这样能够这样做观照的比丘呢，就是成为一叶贤善的比丘所以就是说这个比丘呢能够拥有一个很殊胜的晚上。所以如果我们也要想要成为一个拥有一个殊胜晚上的比丘，一夜贤善的比丘的话呢，我们就必须要观照五蕴为无常苦无我，而且也观照观智为无常苦无我。
Sharing merit. Idame bunya.阿斯瓦克亚武汉好度伊达美波亚内巴纳萨巴切亚好度伊达美波亚萨巴萨达纳巴杰玛迪萨比美萨玛波亚巴干Labandu, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.